Girl 4, written by Will Carver and read by Richard Aspel and Nikki Paul. When I get the call, I have no idea that it will be Girl 4 they found. Why had the smiling man not appeared to me the night before? Why was the killer returning after all these months? 14, to be precise. Why her? I arrive at the scene shortly after Detective Sergeant Paulson and Detective Sergeant Murphy. The Community Theatre Company building has been broken into, and the cleaner has found a body. Paulson and Murphy are here on routine investigation, while I specialise in violent crime. That's why they called me in. "What have we got, then?" I ask as I get out of the car to find Paulson finishing a cigarette before entering the building. Murphy's talking to the cleaner, who doesn't speak the best English, but manages to blurt out, "floating body," in between sobs. "The cleaner says she got here around 6:30 a.m. to clean the place ready for the rehearsal that is due to start here at 9, Murphy explains as he flips through pages in his notepad. "She filled the dishwasher so that the coffee cups would be ready to use when they arrived, mopped the toilets, then went into the theatre, and found the body." "The floating body?" I question with a touch of cynicism in my voice. It's at this point that Paulson shouts, "Murphy! Jan! I think you need to take a look at this." We step into the darkened doorway that leads into the auditorium, where the local amateur dramatic society put on their substandard pantomimes and fumble through iambic pentameter. Paulson has turned the lights off to recreate the same feeling both he and the cleaner experienced, to give us the full impact. "Ready?" he asks, with an almost childlike excitement about his demeanour. We nod in unison. When he flicks on the lights, it only takes a moment for my eyes to adjust to the brightness, but it takes what seems like minutes for my brain to adjust to what I am seeing. "A floating body," I repeat to myself, edging cautiously towards the stage. Stood at the back of the theatre, my eyes adjust their focus to the stage at the other end of the room. A beautifully pale brunette is lying face down. Blood from her head and face drips into a perspex box below her. Her long hair dangles down in front of her shoulders, her head drooping and concealing her identity. But she is 10 feet in the air, and there are no visible signs as to how she appears to be floating above her plastic coffin. The image is horrifyingly beautiful. The stage setting around her has been painted to resemble the sky at dusk. A few cotton wool clouds give the scene a more three-dimensional feel. The dramatics of the whole effect are hardly amateur. It looks like a perpendicular, levitating crucifixion. She looks like a fallen angel, bloodless yet pure.